Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes at a Movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a biopic about the first man on the moon, and it's called First Man.
This is about Neil Armstrong and his life leading up to the launch. I found the film to be very informative, but not necessarily entertaining.
This is a first collaboration between Damien Chazelle and Ryan Gosling since they really hit the big time with La La Land. And the issue that I had with this movie, even though I thought it was very well made, and as you said, very informative, Neil Armstrong was a very emotionally reticent person.
Yes.
And he was very closed. And how do you play that in an engaging way? It's a challenge, but the movie is as...
lackluster?
Well, I wouldn't say lackluster as much as it is just emotionally remote.
Exactly.
And we have a hard time relating to someone who is that closed off.
Well, I'm thinking of other actors who've been able to walk that fine line between stoicism and showing breakthroughs. Mm-hmm. And Ryan Gosling, I don't think, had the gravitas to do it.
There are moments in the film where it becomes evident that he is not going to show his emotional hand, and we want to empathize with him because of some tragedy in his life, but just because he's so standoffish, it makes it difficult.
Exactly. So, knowing the background of all the tragedies that occurred just in the space program, and then we finally did it, landed on the moon, I mean, it made me appreciate even more that it happened.
It's beautifully produced and smart, but a little cold.
I agree.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.